There are very few film directors who can say that they directed a classic. Penny Marshall, rest in peace, Big, was a masterpiece.
League of Their Own was pretty good, too.
That's true.
Disaster, explosions, monsters, drama, and that's all right in the cubicle. Before they even get to the movies, yes, it's time for Stephanie and Ewan and the Cube Critics.
The idea of an Aquaman movie has been mocked for decades.
Why?
I think based on, yeah, you know, that 1970s Super Friends, and he was so goofy, like all he would do is use radar to talk to fish. What good was that? How have they managed to make Aquaman into a feature film, Ewan?
This is a most spectacular movie.
Really?
Desperately in search of a plot. I think I heard the budget was approximately $1 gazillion, and it shows. It's really just magnificent. Some of the scenes are breathtaking. As we see
cool underwater creatures.
Cool underwater creatures doing both magnificent and scary things, but it is all kind of slapped onto the skeleton of a plot which is so predictable. Even the lines are predictable. We're now sitting next to a pair of women who were just laughing all the way through as the lines came out of various characters' mouths. I mean, and it's strange because there are performances in this movie which are actually really good.
Really?
Yes. I mean, Jason Momoa, who plays Aquaman, he's clearly having a lot of fun. I mean, he's goofing around. But then there's this whole idea that this individual is meant to be the great leader who's going to bring together the undersea kingdoms and prevent a war which is about to happen, although it's never really explained why. And there's a lot of people standing around showing their muscles and holding tridents.
That sounds good to me.
Which is really good.
I wish I had a trident.
But then there are moments where somebody has something calamitous happen to them, and you just think, well, they're going to be back in about 20 minutes. And there you go. So, you know, if you can just set aside the fact that there's no real plot there, it's an enjoyable couple of hours, but it's not going to stick with you.
I think I'm going to skip that.
You skip a lot of the ones
I
talked about.
I do. It's true. So I saw Shoplifters, which is a film that won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, and it's directed by Koreeda, the incredible Japanese film director who made a masterpiece in the late 90s called Afterlife. Like Father, Like Son was his movie from a couple of years ago. Nobody knows. He is so good at working with kids and getting these heartbreaking performances out of them that are not saccharine or sentimental. And this is about a family that's kind of getting by, doing odd jobs, and one of the family members is a sex worker, and it's just
the title is they're shoplifters,
and they do
too.
Shoplift so to feed themselves, and so even though they don't have much, and they're kind of a wry, funny family who are affectionate but also kind of mean to each other, they take in a little girl who doesn't have a good home, and that leads to drama. But it is like so many Koreeda films. Touching and makes you cry and never feels cheesy. He is such a great director, and this is a really great movie, and people should go see it.
This is easily one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Shoplifters.